of now looking at parts of drag here, like, you know, I did drive a while ago, mm-hmm. but I said yesterday I
drag.
Yeah. I have
dragged.
Or tomorrow I will
drag.
And if you wanted to break up the land, say you're gonna plant some crops, you can go out and break it up
with a plow.
Yeah, you can mention a few different, you know, different kinds of plows, any different kinds of,
I'd say a har.
You know what that is, or is it just a name?
It's got little
fine teeth on
it. Yeah. And there's another plow. Is that a har? No, that's just that. Where is it? I don't know. It plows the ground up before this other plow comes through and breaks it all back down. I mean, it brings the ground under. Mm-hmm. Turns
kind
it
of like a turning plow.
Yeah. And then there's a potato plow that goes through and digs them out.
Well, that digs out potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I ever had anything to do with potatoes, I was the one who tug them out.
Let's see, it goes through, and then the
yeah.
ground comes up, and then you have to go back through and pick them up.
One other thing on the wagon I've got to ask you about. Sometimes to connect the wheel, it goes across from wheel to wheel.
Yeah.
Or on the same thing on a car.
Well, that's what I was trying to think about. I've heard it called before. And I know it's where the rear end, the, something's right back here.
Or you'd say that it, or kind of something, there's a name for a kind of grease that you use on it.
Hydraulic? No.
Ever heard it called axle?
Yeah. My brothers die.
What's that?
They're all mechanics and all that. They can do all that stuff.
What time do you have? Okay. Oh, now some other implements that you might see around. You ever was sawing wood? You ever seen people use a
cross?
You think they'd lay wood across sawing?
Yeah, saw horses.
Were those kind of X shaped like that, or were they A shaped like that?
A shaped.
If you wanted to straighten your hair in the mornings, you'd use a comb out.
Curling iron.
Or you might use something else with
grease.
You know, a lot more teeth than a comb just to get the tangles out.
Brush.
And if you wanted to sharpen a razor, you might use a leather
strap.
And in a revolver, pistol revolver, things you shoot the
bullets.
Or you might say it wasn't real bullets, it was just a blank.
Blanks. Or caps, no.
Did you ever hear blank cartridge?
Yeah.
Say that for me.
Blank cartridges.
What I always do. If you don't say it, it doesn't count.
Okay. So,
an axle too, say that.
Axle?
Yeah. Even if you just say yeah.
Okay.
I have no way of knowing where you actually know it or not. You say it, that's my criteria. If you say it, it counts.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't.
Okay.
When you were a little kid, you would think you might have played on when you were a kid. The thing that goes up and down like this is two kids get one on each end.
A seesaw.
If you saw two kids doing that, you would say they're out doing what they're out. If they were on the seesaw, one up down, you'd
go up and down.
Yeah. Did you ever say seesaw?
Yeah, seesaw. Or seahorse, no. Seesaw.
And now, have you ever seen one where you'd anchor it down in the middle,
mm-hmm.
go round and round?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Spin around thing. Merry-go-round something.
Ever heard that called flying jig?
Mm-mm.
Merry-go-round? What about, you might tie a rope over a tree with some leather or wood there.
The swing.